What's up, Madtown? It is your girl, Brandi Grayson, here on 92.7 FM, WMDS. Yes, she do. F and right. That's me. Okay. You tuned into the Black Conversion Show. Happy Saturday. I am so excited to be here with y'all today. Excited and probably just experiencing a lot of hyperness because I'm exhausted, okay? And when I'm exhausted, I'm like a little kid, so I start moving. And it also doesn't help that I have ADHD. Is it called ADHD? ADDE?
There's both of those exist. Both of those are a thing. So it could be either or.
I'm in the middle somewhere, there Luke. I don't know.
A couple of letters.
So if you're ever watching me on Facebook or social media or on civic media, I'm recording the show. You'll see that I move my hands a lot. I sometimes fidget a lot. I'm nothing's wrong with me. I just have too much energy. And I feel so sorry for my kid's teacher because my son also has a lot of energy. he's like a ball of energy, just rolling some more. So anyway, I'm super tired. I didn't get any sleep in the last 3 days because I'm on this new medication and I think it's causing me insomnia. So I'm just kind of laying in bed looking at the ceiling. Sometimes I get up and do work. And then this Saturday is a very, very busy day for me. So I have a lot of stuff. We got production going on, preparing for that. We have a couple work groups happening. So I don't know how I'm going to get through my day. I'm going to go back.
You got the Harvest Fest too.
Oh yeah. Today is the Harvest Fest. Oh Lord.
It's a busy week.
It is a super busy week and my brain is foggy. I need some sleep. So anyway, we're super excited about the Harvest Fest. And if you're new to the Black Conversion Show, I am the CEO and founder of Urban Triage. And in my role as the CEO, we organize a couple events every year. And one of our most special events that I love is the Harvest Fest. This is our fourth year, and we're out at our farm, which is located in Verona at the Farley Center. And, of course, I always forget the address. It's like 2990 Spring Rose
22
Road.
2299 Spring Ooh, Rose Road.
I was close.
You had the right road and everything.
And I had two nines. I just needed one more two.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, there you go. 2299.
Thanks, Luke. Always got my back. Okay, so come out. Our event is from 3 p.m. today until 10. All the activities will end around 7:38, but we'll go on and on until 10 p.m. with our live DJ, DJ Payne 1. You will experience a complete free event. We have stilt walkers. We have aerialists. We have tightrope people that be walking on a tightrope, and the children will also be able to be on the tight ropes, and they absolutely love it. And then we have our magic bubble lady with these huge bubbles, and you have free wine and beer, which is also exciting, and free food, soul food, of course, and all the produce is coming straight from our farm. So we had, like, our caterer had to pick up, like, 10 crates of collard greens and kale and some green beans. So the food would be fresh, organic produce from Urban Triage Farm. And the event is at our farm, which is located at the Farley Center, y'all. So come through, have some fun with us, bring your children, bring your grandmama, bring your auntie, bring your uncle. It's a very accessible event. So if you're an elder or you are, you know, you just move around differently or need assistance, we will have our staff available in the parking lots throughout the station in different areas to provide transportation for you throughout the event. And elders as well, we will have reserved tables for you, and we have volunteers and staff who will serve you. So you don't even have to move. You can just enjoy the live band and the music underneath the tent, and we will be at your service because it is very important to Urban Triage that we honor our elders and everyone that came before us. And it's also super important that all of our events are accessible. So don't feel like you can't move. If you're in a wheelchair, we're going to move you. Okay, we got you. We got you. And we got people in the parking lot directing. And when you're coming down, you know, following GPS, coming to the farm, you'll see balloons out front, and then you'll just take a right, and then you'll see people in the road when you get close to the farm that will help you park. So come through Urban Triage 4th Annual Harvest Fest today. And we're super excited, y'all. And you're tuned in to the Black Conversion Show here on 92.7 FM with your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest. Okay, I've done enough talking for this moment. Luke, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's already September.
I know,
Labor Day is coming and gone. It's not. I'm sleeping with the windows open. It was so nice this week. Yes.
See, this is where our different cultures show. I don't know. This is not acceptable.
Not accept. Okay.
It's cold outside.
Yeah, and it's nice. And colder weather is supposed to regulate your sleep. You know what? If you're dealing with insomnia this week, try sleeping with the windows open.
Yeah, try having a stuffy nose.
That's a side effect for some folks. But I can tell you that I sleep better. We were camping for Labor Day weekend, so it was a little cooler this past weekend too. I slept great then, and with the cooler temperatures, opened up the house, have the windows open throughout the evening. Not great because when somebody puts out their trash cans late, the dogs.
Noise.
It's the dogs. Any kind of noise is in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
car driving by fast or whatever kind of sets them off. Mm. But for the most part, it's really nice to sleep with these cooler temperatures coming in.
Yeah.
And it almost got borderline this week. It was down to, I think, 42 on Thursday morning when I woke up. And that was maybe too cold, but I still slept great.
This is crazy. This is not pumpkin latte season.
No.
Pumpkin spice season. We're in the fall. We're supposed to be still in some shorts.
Apple is the superior fall flavor, too. So I'm just going to... Apples are the better.
I guess apples are fine. We will have an apple station, a caramel apple station at our Harvest Fest.
There you go. And so... yeah, it's supposed to warm back up again, I think. But this week is a nice little fall preview.
I guess. Well, just dress warm, okay, y'all? Yeah. That's all I got to say. Don't just be out here in your shorty shorts. Take a sweater, sweatshirt, blanket or something because, baby, I guess summer is over. And the kids have started school this week. Lucky you, Luke. You don't have any kids for back to school.
I do not. How's that process going for you this week? Because I can only imagine.
I can't handle it. My son's in the fifth grade. He's 9 and he's in the fifth grade. He's the youngest in his class. And he told his dad yesterday, he said, Dad, just so you know, I'm in fifth grade. I'm in the mature group. Oh, the mature group? So that means I can never walk him in anymore. I can't hug him in front. He literally laid down the law. I can't walk him into school anymore. I can't kiss him in front of people. And I can't say I love him. So if I want to kiss him, I have to do it in the car. And then he has to be able to get out. For his friends can't see him.
It's your world. He's just living in it. You lay down the law. You don't let him dictate what's going on there.
Poor Luke. You don't get it. Poor Luke. You will one day. As soon as you look your baby in the eye, you're going to be like, whatever you say.
I was a 9-year-old boy once, and I know that if I told my mom that kind of stuff, she would have been like, listen here, I brought you into this world. I'll take you out of this world. Yep.
And see, I've gotten a little better. I used to be like that. I've gotten tired, Luke.
You've gotten soft, maybe. Tired or soft, one of the
exhausted.
Two.
Exhausted. Like, just do whatever you want. I don't care no more. Are you hurt? Are you bleeding? Then you're fine.
There you go.
So, yeah, getting up early in the morning has been, I get up early anyway, but getting up and having to get him ready and back on schedule, making sure, wash your face, brush your teeth. Let me look at your face. Do you have slob around your mouth and your eyes, you know, because he's too big to wash up, but you still have to, like, monitor them, right? Did you fasten your shirt right? Button missing a button and steps is just
button off center or whatever. Yeah, walking into school. Yeah, you wouldn't want that.
Knees all crusty. Like, boy, if you don't go in there and put some Vaseline on your knees and stop playing with your mama, oh man. You know, it's just always something in the morning. But I gotta say, I love my little boy and I'm excited for fifth grade. He has a new teacher. Messiah attends One City School, which is a Black owned, directed charter school in Madison, Wisconsin. This is his second year. Fourth grade was his first year. He did a really, he enjoyed it. And this year he has a new teacher, Jamie Anderson. She's never been a teacher. And I'm excited. I'm excited to see how this unfolds for her. And again, this is the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM with your girl, Brandi Grayson. And I'm just telling y'all random things about me because I am the important one here. Okay. And back to my son and his school. He is at One City fifth grade, and Jamie Anderson is his new teacher, and I met with her the other day, and she seems really cool, very down to earth. I was able to tell her some of his triggers. So parents, this school year, I would just ask you and maybe consider talking to your kid's student, your kid's teacher about who your kid is, like even the triggers, right? Like what works for him, what doesn't work for him. Like one of the things I shared to his teacher is that what doesn't work from him is when he doesn't have choices. Like if you say, you just need to get up, like Luke said, his mama was, boy, just go do what I say. That he wants to, you will experience this kind of like rebellion spirit. But if you say you have these two options, he will choose one. And of course, you got to make sure the options work for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
it worked. Yeah.
Well, see, I was the third of four, though. So, like, my mom, like, had, like, already a couple reps in under her belt.
Yeah.
And so, and I clearly wasn't the problem child because they went and made another one after me.
Okay, right.
So, like, I didn't stop everything in its tracks. So
my son did.
I like to tease my little brother about that sometimes. We're like, you must have been
the bad one. Or the one they didn't care no more.
The handful.
Mm-hmm. And your mom probably was like, you know what? Just get out my face.
Yeah, I think anybody having four of those, that's a handful. Yeah. Like, yeah.
My kids are spread out. So it's like, I have a 31-year-old, a 25-year-old, and a 9-year-old.
So it's kind of, there's a good distance between them.
It's a little weird. So I also shared with his teacher that not only is choices really good, but anticipation, right? Letting him know you got 5 minutes, we're about to wrap this up. If you just stop him abruptly, he really has a challenge transitioning. I don't know if it's the Cancer in him. You know, if you follow signs, Cancers are folks who kind of flip on their side. They're crabs. So he literally acts like a crab, right? He's really caring, gentle, very sensitive, very emotional, and he flips. So he'll flip on his side and he'll flip back and you'd be like, are you bipolar? But he's not. He's just a very Philly kid. So I just was sharing some tricks with her about him and then setting up new expectations for him as he enters fifth grade. I'm a little worried. I don't know why I'm so worried about my son in fifth grade, but we're just going to give it to God and I'm just going to pray for him every day and everything's going to be good to go. So anyway, enough with back to school stuff. In the news, I want to talk to you guys about here on the Black Conversion Show. I want to talk to you about Elon Musk. I said it a couple weeks ago, but we never quite got back to Elon Musk. Do y'all know that he's killing Black folks in Memphis? Is it Memphis, Tennessee, or is it Mississippi? It's Memphis. He has built this stupid, colossal AI system that takes a lot of energy and electricity. So he's been sneaking around and he's created this these methane lanes. What do you call it? Methane? Is it methane? Some chemical. I'll give you the. We have a clip when we return, so I might not get the word right. But what we do know is it's poisoning the air and the soil. It's bad, y'all, and it's really bad. And because it's not in the middle of a city like Madison, Wisconsin, or New. I don't know. It's not getting much news attention, and it's in the middle of poor neighborhoods, like a lot of environmental toxins, like airports and things like that, is often in the middle of poor or low income environments and communities. So I want to talk to you about that. Also, we want to talk about your CDC lady. What do we call her? Susan Manez? Monrez? I suck at names.
I'd have to look up the name. I don't know. She resigned, though.
No, yeah, they forced her to resign, though.
Yeah,
they forced her to resign. And that's really sad. So we're going to talk about it and what it means for her to be confirmed on July 29th and then basically fired like 5 weeks later because she didn't align with Trump's and Kennedy, whatever the dude, Junior.
RFK Jr.
Yeah, he should just not even have his name. I don't like it. He's not living up to his daddy's name. We don't like him at all. You like him?
No.
Okay.
No, he's got a brain worm too that I think sort of,
Are you serious?
Oh, you don't know about the brain worm?
Oh my gosh.
So this is one of the funniest storylines from last year or maybe 2 years ago.
Oh, he like swam in some...
Yeah, he found out that like a decent chunk of his brain has like been eaten by some kind of parasitic worm.
You got to be okay. Anyway, we're going to talk more about that when we return. And also in the news, we got an Amazon tribe that's come out of like hiding and they don't know why. So I want to talk about that too, because, brown people and original people, when we get in contact with white people, goes wrong. But I want to talk about that today. All right, y'all want to stay tuned. There's a lot of political tea to discuss, and I will have a co-host who was supposed to be here before, but she was late, but we won't talk about her too much on air. So you want to stay tuned to the Black Conversion Show here on 92.7 FM WMDX with your girl Brandi Grayson. I'll be back in a jiff.
I look good. You can't touch my back, but you could. I look fly.
What up, Madtown? It's your girl, Brandi Grayson, back at 92.7 FM. You're tuned in to WMDX, the Black Conversion Show, okay, with your girl. And today I have a special co-host and guest. She's a little late. You know, she'd be on the other people time. When I say other people time, white people, I mean black people time. Jaleesa, please go ahead and introduce us. Tell us who you are and what you do in this world, girl.
Sure. Hi, everyone. Good morning. My name is Jaleesa Bryant. I'm a dissertating doc student at UW.
That fancy word. What does that even mean? What does that mean?
That means that I'm almost out of there.
Okay, period. Out of where?
Graduating from my program.
PhD. Yes, it's time to go. Be a doctor. Mm-hmm. Dr. Edwards.
Bryant.
Where did she just get Edwards from?
I don't know. She made that up.
And you just said Bryant. I don't even know where I got that from.
Yeah, Bryant like Kobe.
Okay, somebody named Edwards is thinking about me, and that's cool. Keep me on your mind.
Yeah. Okay. So I study informal learning spaces. That's how I ran into Brandy. That's how I ran into a lot of people in the community. And I specialize in understanding like the history behind Black community. Based educational spaces.
And can we just say that doesn't even, I don't like how that sounds because it actually doesn't encompass all that you know.
Yeah.
Because you're so smart. She is brilliant. She's one of the most brilliant people I know. No, like, and I don't even think she knows how brilliant she is. And sometimes she's like, I'm just a nerd. No, girl, you just a brilliant woman and you're everything. So I've worked with her in formulating our curriculum for our work groups because, you know, we got to make it legit and using research-based, evidence-based theories and ideas and frameworks. And she and a few other people have helped us cultivate and put our work into learning plans. Lesson. How would you describe it,
yeah,
the work you did for us?
We pretty much put what you've created into session plans, created some like formative and summative assessments for that, helped create a facilitation guide and a workbook.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I'm just saying, she took my curriculum and made it into like a legit academically based format. We could sell it. We could teach it, you know. So anyway, I super love her. So anyway, we invited her today to share some of her brilliance with you. I want to start off our conversation about Elon Musk and what he is doing in Black communities as it relates to this new AI system, this massive, dangerous thing that he has created. And I just want to say that I'm not understanding AI and how it functions because it's weird that it can answer us and sound like us. And it's also weird that it takes up a lot of energy and causes like, it's causing death in our community. Anyway, let's listen to this clip real quick, Luke. And then me and you, Jaleesa, we'll talk about it. And this really, it represents what racism looks like and how racism operates in our country and in towns predominantly or communities predominantly Black, brown, and vulnerable communities. Go ahead.
So Elon Musk's company, his AI company, actually got caught with flooding Black communities with airborne toxins. Airborne toxins. So I'm just going to read this and you can go and fact check this. You know I'm all for that. So Elon Musk's AI company, xAI, is under fire in Memphis. Their massive supercomputer AI facility needs so much power that they've secretly been running dozens of methane gas turbines without full permits. Aerial footage showed 35 gas turbines operating in historically Black neighborhoods, right? Pumping pollutions like nitrogen oxide, formaldehyde, right? And particularly matters linked to asthma, cancer, and respiratory illnesses in the air. The company only had permits to operate 15, and they were operating 35. 35 in historically Black neighborhoods.
The local grid cannot meet Musk's energy. Okay, so I just want y'all to know that this particular situation is terrible, not just for the toxins, but also because it's a strain on the actual grid of the community, like the electricity that's coming in. And I don't think we understand enough about environmental justice and environmental toxins. So when we say, oh, there's not a climate control, some of it is not necessarily the sun or it's us. It's like chemicals being put into our soil, our food, and our air. Jaleesa, what are your thoughts about what's happening?
So AI is a big topic in academia for different reasons. Mostly people are concerned with cheating and plagiarism. But I think something that I continue to try to ask about is what people are doing ethically to try and save the environment from being poisoned by this new technology. And people don't have many answers. And this, I feel when folks have, but my brain is not turning
not you
on.
Taking gummies too. No, I'm
I feel like anytime I ask a question to somebody who says that they're a leading expert on AI, this, they never have too many things to say about the ethics, about how to keep things, how to keep the environment clean, you know, so that the function can still do what it does.
Right, not kill us. But if the Elon Musk supercomputer is generating off of 35 methane turbines, I'm assuming is there's these big things, you know, shooting out gas and all this, these chemicals, including nitrogen, causing issues like cancer, asthma, respiratory infection. And can we just also talk about like airborne toxins also causing injuries to babies in the womb and causing all kind of what do you call it when babies are deformities? Like, you know, causing all kind of deformities. Babies are born with their intestines outside of their bodies. We're just not talking about it. We're not paying attention. So here on the Black Conversion Show, you're tuned into Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest, with my guest, Jaleesa Bryant.
That's right.
I'm about to call her Edwards again. I want you to stay tuned because we have more conversation about Cardi B and Drewski. And we want to talk about this comedy. I can't even say it. Anyway, we're going to talk about how his stand-up has been taken or classified as racism, but how we're not classifying Elon Musk toxins in our environment as racism. Just stay tuned. We got a lot to discuss here on the Black Conversion Show with your girl, Brandi Grayson, 92.7 FM. We'll be back in a jiff. All right, it is your girl, Brandi Grayson, here on 92.7 FM. You're tuned in to WMDX, the Black Conversion Show. Your hostess with the mostest, me. And y'all love me. That's why y'all keep listening. Today, I have a guest, Jaleesa. She's here in the house. She is one of a doctoral student at UW-Madison, right? And you're almost done.
Yes.
Amen. Studying how community really is the answer. That's what I think she's doing. The answer to some of our, you know, lack of resources, lack of innovation. We are the answer to the problems that we face, all the social determinants of health. So anyway, back to our conversation prior to break, we were talking about your guy, Elon Musk, the man who bought the presidency, the man with the plan. And the man everyone is scared to address because of the money. You know, all of our parties are bought. Democrats are bought. The laborers are bought. CDC is bought. Everybody's bought. So don't trust FDA, CDC, DEA, FTA, AIA. I don't know. But anyway, so Elon Musk has placed this supercomputer in Memphis, Tennessee, in the midst of a Black community, killing them with airborne toxins and methane and all these chemicals. I don't even know the name, but you can look
these
it
things
up.
They're all popping up all across the state of Wisconsin too.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. So
these
I really
AI
do.
AI supercomputers are becoming a pretty hot topic.
So we literally are about to kill ourselves. So all the Hollywood movies about how AI was going to take over and kill us is true, and how, oh, this is going to be good for the next show, y'all. Next week, I'm going to talk about The Matrix. And some of y'all don't know about The Matrix, but The Matrix, they had all these computers, and people were actually living, like, connected to this computer that we'll talk about as The Matrix in our next section next week. So you want to stay tuned. So that makes sense. So maybe the Hollywood videos and movies are onto something. It reminds me of The Simpsons and how they say The Simpsons always tell us the truth and they predict history. What do you think about that, Luke? You think The Simpsons have been writing, you know, telling the future this whole time?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the Simpsons are predicting it or things are just getting so absurd that it like goes to the place where the comedy is.
Okay.
Or was previously.
We're going to go with that. But you know, The Simpsons did predict that Donald Trump would be president. president, and they also predicted that he would die. So hopefully both of those things come true, and then we'll know The Simpsons is predicting our history. And
it's such a weird prediction, though. Everybody dies. Everybody dies. So
that's true. And but
you can't just be like, oh, it predicted the future.
That's true. But maybe it's telling us something.
Yeah, it's written.
It's giving us some hope. You know what I mean? We need something to hold on to. We got supercomputers popping up everywhere. We don't know if the people, the commercials are real, the people are real, the bodies are real. I feel like we're living in a virtual reality, and there's a movie about that too. Mm-hmm. Virtual reality. That was a really good movie.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The Hollywood is right in our future. The conspiracy theorists are correct.
But you know the whole situation of environmental toxins coming into Black communities, this is a long history of
long
this.
History.
This is just new technology for it.
Yeah, that's real, because even with the F-35s that we now have in our communities in Truex and the airport, they're fighter jets that carry bombs and all kind of stuff, y'all. And that's one of the things I advocated against a few years ago, because of the airborne toxins and the PFOVs that go into our soil and then end up in our water. And you can't filter it out. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it too is that they're not doing mitigation or any, you know, proactively doing things that could limit or just control some of the environmental toxins. It's just like during that time, people were like, well, you know, just going to create jobs. And why do we always use jobs as an excuse? So you rather have jobs than your life? Ain't nobody going to be around to work these jobs that you're talking about. And pretty soon AI going to be taking over anyway. You ain't going to have no job. You think it's bad that, you know, we migrants and people of color or whatever was working farms, and now y'all president is shipping them off, and now you can't even develop. Okay, anyway, you're tuned into 92.7 FM on the Black Conversion Show with your girl, Brandy Grayson. I want to talk about, so we just got finished talking about AI and how racist it is. And Luke already also pointed out, our white boy Luke, my favorite producer, pointed out that these supercomputers are going up all through Wisconsin. So y'all need to pay attention. I know we trying to survive, and that's part of the distraction, but we really need to pay attention to environmental justice and how this, our president also removed billions of dollars in environmental justice work across the country, affecting Dane County, infecting urban triage and other environments. So, y'all, I don't know what's up with these people. It's like, do you want us to be slaves or do you want to be dead? Or do you want us slaves and dead? Or I don't know what's happening in capitalism right now. But let's move on to Drewski. Drewski is a comedian. He is absolutely hilarious and stupid at the same time, but not stupid in a bad way. He's like brilliant stupid. You know, like that, you know, the dichotomy of that. You so brilliant, you stupid. And you so stupid, you're brilliant. You know what I mean? I don't know which one came first, but he's definitely an amazing comedian. So what I want to do is point out the hypocrisy of what we or white people or general people who are uneducated define as racism. And he's one person. He did this skit where he dressed up and as a white man, and he looks just like a white dude. The artwork is amazing, okay? And then he went where, Jaleesa? Did he go to NASCAR
Or something? Yeah, he went to a NASCAR event.
Go just play the clip so we can hear it out. At least we can hear it, Luke. Come on, let's listen to Drewski. Y'all, he's
Here's
acting a fool.
Love.
That's
Here's
him.
The honor. If you can't come in her, come on.
Y'all, he is dancing. And that is him. And white boys think he's white, and they all happy with him, y'all.
Hey, Suanna.
That's him, y'all.
Hey, come up. You need to listen to your nana.
Go ahead, baby. 6 5.
Oh my God. Okay, look, that's all we need. Because it's a video, so you got to actually watch it to capture the.
I'll have the video in the podcast.
Okay, perfect.
Check out the podcast.
Yeah, check out the podcast. It's hilarious, y'all. It's absolutely hilarious. But white people are really mad, aren't they? What are they saying on social media, Jaleesa?
Yeah, so people are kind of claiming that this is a form of racism, that he's in quote unquote white face. And get out of here with that. You know what I'm saying? When people say things like that, they forget that blackface, the real term, is a historical phenomenon. It started the film industry. Film industry started with people, white people acting
black.
Like black folks, covering their face with black, I don't know, some
tar.
Product. Yeah. And pretending to act in stereotypical ways, you know, and naming that as a black act. Mm-hmm. That is so different from a one-off comedian coming in and doing this. And the caption is actually him saying that guy that is just proud to be American. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you think about American men, it is funny. It is a part of the political theater to automatically say that that is a white man, mm-hmm. to say that black men can't be, you know, the people who are proud to be American. And there is a black man in the clip, and he engages like a black man. You'll have to watch it. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but he's going to the NASCAR event too.
Yeah.
Acting way different than this person who's very proud to be American. So
yeah. I think the most hilarious thing is that when black people, it's not they're not offended that he dressed up as a white person, because we had white chicks in the movie theater and everybody thought that was hilarious. The Wayne brothers, I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was funny how they acted as white women. No one thought that was racist. Everybody understands. Well, I'm sorry. Did I just say everybody? We live in a country where we voted for Trump. I just said everybody understands that racism is systemic, but I just had to laugh at my darn self on that one. Mm-hmm. But okay, anyway, back to what I'm saying. Racism is systemic, y'all. That is a power dynamic, right? And the power dynamic is upheld by people who are white, consciously, subconsciously, and people who identify as white. And sometimes they're not actually white. Sometimes it's the proximity to that whiteness that has them claiming, acting, or behaving as white. Okay, mm-hmm. y'all? So having him dress in white face doesn't align with systemic power. It doesn't. It does align with brilliant stupidity in the way that he acted. And he did sound like those folks who are very proud to be Americans. And I thought it was great. I mean, the brother is brilliant. Y'all, so find him, Drewski. Find him on Instagram. Follow this brother because he's so stupid. It's brilliant. It's so brilliant, it's stupid.
If you need a real good, quick laugh. Ha-ha, out loud laugh.
Yeah.
Go ahead and look at that, brother.
Oh, my God. You want to know what else here on the Black Conversion Show that I did not think about? Just to remind you, you are listening to 92.7 FM with your hostess with the mostest, Brandi Grayson, with my co-host,
Jaleesa.
Okay, period. Did you guys hear the clip with, oh my God, I should have you look it up real quick. See how I'm randomly thinking. What's her name? Condoleezza Rice. How do you say
Condoleezza?
Yeah, Condoleezza. Uh-huh. Is that how you say it? Yeah. I mess up with everybody's name. I'm going to digress real quick as Luke looks up that clip about her talking about transgender. It's such a dangerous conversation when she talks about Rachel Dozier and transgender and why racial, if we're using the parameter that trans folks can identify based on how they feel and who they believe they are from the inside out, then white people should be able to identify as black people if they feel black.
And that's Candace Owens.
Oh, that's Candace Owens. Yeah. Okay, I gave you the wrong name. See, look, they're very similar though. I mean,
she like, they got the silk press going.
Right, they got the silk press, same skin. I thought they were from the same family. Girl, okay. But I think it's a very interesting point. And on social media, a lot of people are saying, yeah, she's right. Candace Owens is right. So I want to talk about that a little bit and what it means to be transracial, or what it means to be, is transracial really a thing? And how do we decipher the difference between transgender and transracial? Did you find the clip, Luke?
There's a lot of long things here.
It's like a 30-second clip of her saying, oh, to that light-skinned dude. Jason Lee, like 30 seconds of her explaining. It really isn't that long. But I really think that would be interesting to discuss in this context of racism and Drewski dressing up as a white NASCAR dude. I mean, y'all, he looked white. Like, he looked and sound white. And the thing, when I think about white people who are proud to be Americans, I do think of NASCAR people. And I do think of the American flag and the pickup trucks. And anytime that I see one, I just stay away from them. They scare me, y'all. Because y'all so proud that you just...
Getting wild off them beers.
I know. Okay. Let's go ahead and listen to Candace Owens, right? Not Condoleezza Rice. They sisters, though. But go ahead, Luke. Go ahead.
Transsexual is a thing. Mm. What is your opposition to it?
Like, this insistence that we allow children to think that they can pick and choose their genders. That's definitely a psychosis. Like, this was not a thing. People were not struggling in kindergarten. We were not arguing about bathrooms. Like, this is all just made up. You're asking me to be crazy. You're asking me to look at a grown man and imagine that he's actually a woman, and that if he goes and gets work done, that he magically becomes a woman. So it's insanity. Otherwise, you'd have to defend Rachel Dolezal.
There's no defending crazy. That's crazy. But
why is that crazy?
Hold on. Because she was a white woman that says she was black.
Yeah, that's a man saying he's a woman.
But let's back up.
We're talking about the trans issue. She's transracial. So give her respect, put respect
in her name.
Explain
to me how.
Because on the inside she felt black, she was dressing like she was black, she was making her skin darker like she was black, she was standing for the black cause, she was working for the NAACP. It just happened to be that she was, you know, born a white girl with blonde hair and freckles. And it only became problematic when somebody exposed it and people said, no, you can't just be black. Why not? If you're gonna say that a man can just be a woman, why can't Rachel Dolezal just be black? You gotta be consistent.
Because she's white.
Okay, because it's a man.
No, but hold on. I get
it. You know I'm right.
I get it.
You know I'm right.
No, I don't agree.
I'm sorry that I'm consistent.
She said, I'm sorry I'm consistent. Okay, Jaleesa, what are your thoughts around Candace Owens' comments about transracial and transgender?
So I think people need to understand that biological sex and gender are two different things. Mm-hmm. Gender is a societal creation. Mm-hmm. We created the idea that a woman is XYZ.
We can argue that black is a social construct too, an idea.
Yes, and it has different weight than gender does.
Okay, this is going to be interesting, y'all, because I want to know what weight you're referring to, mm-hmm. right? Because when we talk about social constructs, gender is constructed, it's just made up, and race is made up, you know, mm-hmm. it's the way that we divide each other and separate ourselves. So we're going to stay tuned, y'all. We got a couple more minutes, and we're going to get into the tea as quick as we can.
Yeah.
And y'all don't be calling the station talking about y'all need to fire me because I play Candace Owens. I didn't say that. I'm about to just play devil's advocate here on the Black Conversion Show. You're tuned into 92.7 FM with your girl, Brandi Grayson, hostess with the mostest and the woman you love to hate. You love me so much, you can't help but to hate me, and you hate me so much, you can't help but to love me. So stay tuned to 92.7 FM. All right, your girl, Brandi Grayson, is back on the mic. Back on the mic. Did I say that right? Don't worry about it. You're tuned into 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show. I have my girl, Jaleesa, in the house.
Hey.
And then prior to break, we were discussing the comments made by your girl, Candace Owens, who is Condoleezza Rice's sister. but she was talking about transracial and transgender and shared her perspective that if Rachel Dozier can claim to be black because she feels black from the inside, then because she should be able to be known as transracial if transgender people are allowed to declare themselves as trans woman or trans man based on how they feel inside. And before break, Jaleesa was going to give us some deeper understanding of the difference in the weight of the two and why they matter and why, in your opinion, transracial doesn't equate to transgender.
Yeah. So in the case of Rachel Dolezal, I have spent so much time, more time than I need to, looking at videos of her interview with people about why she decided to make the choices that she made. And it is that she is the problem that I have with it is that she's performing blackness in a way that makes it seem like because she suffered as a kid, that is okay. What qualifies her as.
Oh, because she was poor.
Yes, okay. Because she was poor or she had some, I think she had named to her parents, it was like an interview with her parents that she just struggled with her own accepting who she was, accepting her situation, her lifestyle. And she even said in an interview that she watched National Geographic. Red flag, the biggest red flag. She watched National Geographic and felt a connection. What? How does that make you black? Because you saw, you know, perhaps black people, African people dancing.
Well, maybe performing. Maybe devil advocate here. Mm-hmm. Maybe she watched it and was like, that's it. I feel black.
No. Not when your parents come into a interview talking about her whole lifestyle was completely different. You know, like right. You just... This is something that was totally in your mind versus, and I think that there's also a history behind blackness that people have to respect. If you come in and there's one thing, if you are passing, right?
Uh-huh.
You have a legacy of, this country has a legacy of treating black people in a particular kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings a whole experience of blackness that's culturally and socially grounded.
Okay, so you're saying, look, you can't duplicate what occurs in with inside a people that are on the who have been oppressed through a system, right? Mm-hmm. And through that oppression or through that system of oppression or dehumanization of us as a whole is created some things experientially that you can't duplicate or imitate because it's in you and you can't, and it doesn't become part of you unless you have been able to go through and identify through history how you've been shaped.
Yes. And I think there's also just the lived experience, like laws were created and certain types of economic impacts have come from the identity of Blackness. Even though that identity was put on us, it's something that had real impact in our lives.
Yeah.
In the case of gender, we're talking about a biological sex that often gets confused with the social construct, how people perceive women to behave. Because even if you say that you are a cis woman, but perhaps your gender performance doesn't match.
Masculine.
People have something to say about that. Yeah. And they claim certain things about you. Mm-hmm. It's a very different construct.
Okay.
And to me, when people try to do what Candace Owens is doing, you're talking about apples and oranges.
Mm.
It's just two different social constructs. Both of them are social constructs. Mm-hmm. We created those ideas, but they're very different in the weight and the history that they have.
Okay. That was a great answer. What's your think, Luke? Let's ask the white dude what he thinks. Get him in trouble.
Luke, like,
get me in trouble. No, I think as both of these, as you have pointed out, are social constructs. It's not just how you appear. It's how the world sees you as well. Mm-hmm. And so it's one thing for a transgender individual to try to go and navigate their space as the way that they feel and outwardly. Like, you can put clothes on. Like, there are different, like, you can dress, you can go get surgeries, you can do things to more present yourself to the world the way that you feel. But I don't understand somebody thinking that it's okay then to go transracial because it's not, the world does not see you that way. Like, just because you are, I don't know as much about this woman who worked for the NCAA, NAACP, but I don't think you can just one day wake up and try to slowly but surely darken your skin or lighten your skin or anything to change there.
I hear y'all, but I'm telling y'all, we got a lot of transracial people here, or people who think they are. I've had conversations with white people who say they don't feel like a woman and they don't feel like a white person. You know, I've had conversations with people who say, because I grew up in Black neighborhoods, and Black people do it too. We say that they're honorary, right? Or people who are around Black people somehow become, I don't know, like, Madison is weird. It's probably the same across the country. But anyway, let's just move on and we'll talk about it again next week because it is a very interesting topic. What I want to remind you guys of is our Harvest Fest taking place today, Saturday the 6th from 3 to 8 p.m. Or really from 3 to 10. All the activities will stop at 8, but we're going to party all night on the farm in the dark. So dress well. We have free food, soul food, produce, free wine and beer, airless stilt walkers, magic show, jugglers, tightrope performers, caramel apple stations, popcorn, cotton candy, mascots, okay? It is a time. Adeem is also playing. That's a local band from Madison, Wisconsin. Cigarette Break Band is also playing at our event, at our festival. They are from Milwaukee. So we just have a ton of things happening. Face paint, bouncy houses, Children Museum would be in the house. Gigi Playhouse would be in the house providing services. Bubble people going to be in the house. It is phenomenal. And guess what? It's all free. Brought to you by Urban Triage. So go to our website, donate, support us. And after you come to this event, y'all going to be so impressed because we gets down. If you need a ride, show up at 2312 Park Street on Saturday between 2:30 and 7:30, and we'll give you a ride. You don't need to sign up. People will be at the office waiting to assist you from your local nonprofit, Urban Triage. Shout out to Urban Triage team and board. We'll be happy to see you tonight. Thank you for listening to 92.7 FM, The Black Conversion Show with your girl Brandi Grayson and my guest hostess
Delisa.
Stay tuned next week, y'all, because we're going to be talking about The Matrix. Don't go nowhere. We'll go somewhere but come back. Peace.